You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chris Brown calls Kyrie Irving a hero for refusing to get the vaccine. Billie Eilish announces her new perfume, and Cardi B proves she's the biggest Penn Badgley fan. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, October 21st. First up, Chris Brown is supporting Kyrie Irving's decision to forego the COVID-19 vaccine. Brown took to his Instagram stories on Wednesday, October 20th, to voice his approval of the NBA star's decision to not get vaccinated, a choice that has caused the Brooklyn Nets star to be barred from playing in any games. The R&B singer wrote, "The real hero. I stand with my brother. Whoever don't like it, go live your damn life. It's his choice and a damn good one. Always in my brother's corner." Brown has yet to make an official statement on whether he's been vaccinated against COVID-19, but Irving recently revealed that he is neither pro-vaccine nor anti-vaccine during an Instagram Live on October 14th, saying, "It is reality that in order to be in New York City, in order to be on a team, I have to be vaccinated. I chose to be unvaccinated, and that was my choice, and I would ask you to all just respect that choice." The Brooklyn Nets player added, "I'm going to just continue to stay in shape, be ready to play, be ready to rock out with my teammates, and just be part of this whole thing. This is not a political thing. This is not about the NBA, not about any organization. This is about my life and what I'm choosing to do." Next up, Billie Eilish is getting ready to make her debut in the beauty industry. The Happier Than Ever singer sat down for an interview with Vogue, where she revealed she's releasing her first ever fragrance called Eilish.
"Read my interview, so you skip my avenue."
Opening up about her new perfume to the magazine, Billie said, "Perfumes have been one of my greatest joys in life, and I've always wanted to make one." Fans looking to purchase the fragrance can expect it to be heavy on the vanilla, as the singer explained that the scent is at the core of her childhood, saying, "I've always been in love with vanilla since I was a kid and my mom would teach me to bake." She continued, "Vanilla is such a loved smell, but for me, that was really how I felt like I wanted to smell, and just my favorite smell." The singer expressed excitement about releasing her debut fragrance on Instagram, writing, "This is a scent that I've been chasing for years and years. This is my favorite smell in the world. Fragrance has always been such an enormous part of my life and existence since I can remember, and it was a dream to create this scent and bring my ideas to life. This has been one of the most exciting things I've ever done. I can't wait for it to be yours so soon." The forthcoming fragrance is Eilish's first offering since she released her Billboard 200 topping sophomore album Happier Than Ever. The perfume has no official release date, but fans looking to buy it can sign up for early access and updates at BillieEilishFragrance.com. And finally, Cardi B proves she's the biggest Penn Badgley fan.
Cardi B has outed herself as a fan of U actor Penn Badgley. On October 17th, the Up rapper retweeted a clip of Penn complimenting her authentic relationship with social media, writing, "OMFing G. He knows me. OMG. Yo. Like, I'm famous famous. Yeah, five number ones on the Billboard Hot 100 and multiple Grammy Awards. That kind of famous, Cardi." Anyways, on October 19th, the former Gossip Girl star responded to Cardi's tweet, expressing disbelief with a simple, "I." He also changed his Twitter profile pic to Cardi with the blue hair, and the Bronx native returned the favor. If you don't already know, Penn plays serial killer Joe Goldberg in Netflix's hit series, You. Season 3 is out now. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's
stuck, huh? All right, that's all for today. But for more on these stories, you can head to billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our daily podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.